when he turned his back from shoulder to shoulder, it looked like as wide as the tailgate of a truck.
And just darkness, literal darkness, just came like all over, just all over me except where I was standing.
This thing let out the most blood-curdling, mind-blowing, spine-tingling scream that you've ever heard in your life, and it cut through me like a knife.
And I knew that they were going to take me. I just knew it. And then the next thing I can remember is being levitated.
Well, when I look in there, I see two big eyes staring back at me.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Bump Podcast, a place for the believers of the unexplained, monsters, and paranormal. Join us, and we'll go face to face with what goes bump in the night. Okay, take four. I know it's just the first take for you guys, but for me, this is the fourth time I've tried to record a message for this segment. Maybe what I was trying to do was wrong. I don't want to come off like I'm harping at people. That's not what this little segment is supposed to be about on Sundays. It's supposed to be about just things on my mind. And I think God's immediately telling me, stop trying to plan it out. You know, stop planning it. Oh, this is what I'm going to do and scheduling it for this. This is what I'm going to say at this time. This is what I'm going to do at this time. That wasn't my intention, and that wasn't what I felt compelled to do. So what I wanted to talk about, felt like it would be a good thing to talk about, is the golden rule. You know, to treat people how you want to be treated all the time, no matter what. It would solve world hunger. It would bring about world peace in one day with one sentence, right? If we could act it out, if we could actually do it. But that sounds like I'm trying to teach you guys, or feel like I'm supposed to teach you guys, or tell you what to do or how to live. And that's the last thing I want to do. You know, I'm not trying to tell people how to be. I'm just trying to talk to you about what's on my mind. And what's actually on my mind isn't just the golden rule right now. What's on my mind is I have my grandmother in the hospital right now. She's 92 years old. A blessed life. You know, she's had a really good life. But right now she's got some complications. And it'll probably be okay. But for the last year and a half with this COVID, I've dodged going up there to her house. You know, I haven't spent time with her. And I didn't spend a whole lot of time with her to begin with. You know, I'm a busy person. She's got her own thing going on. She is in, like I said, up until now, she has been in amazing health. So she's got people coming and going. And I live about 15 minutes away, maybe 20 minutes away. But I don't take the time to go there. And I don't take the time from my mom's house either. Same thing. About the same distance. I don't do as much as I should. You know, and I know that. I recognize that. And you may or may not know, my mom is in her second bout of cancer. You know, she's going through chemo again. And maybe it's just me avoiding the whole thing, you know? Maybe I'm just trying to not see it so I can deal with it in that kind of way. Kind of just process it on my own. But what am I missing out on? So what I think I should talk about, you know, and it goes back to what we talked about last time too, with these two kids that we've had in the last couple of months that have committed suicide. I think what I need to be talking to you guys about and practicing myself is, why are we wasting time, man? You know, we need to be saying what's on our mind. We need to be telling people that we love them. we need to be going out and doing things that we want to do before it's us that's in too bad of shape to do it. You know, if somebody is nice to you, let them know. You know, if there's somebody you miss, let them know. If somebody's just good looking, you know, what's it hurt? Tell them, hey, you look beautiful today. Or you look handsome today. Brighten their day up. Why aren't we doing these things? Why are we so worried? You know, why do we keep putting stuff off? I've said for a year, well, I'll go see Mama later. I'll go see Mama later. I really need to go up there. I plan to go up there. And I never take my ass up there. And now I'm worried. Okay, I'm worried that I won't get that chance. We need to take advantage of these opportunities. We're never promised tomorrow. So we got today. Okay? Let's tell somebody we love them. Let's take care of each other. Let's go see people. Go drop in on family. Go drop in on friends. Don't worry. Don't live in fear. Let's just go. Tell people how you really feel about them. You know, good or bad. If they got it coming, you know, you probably don't have to say it to them. But if there's people that you're dealing with, you don't have to do that either. You know, if this is your last day on earth, why spend it being subservient or tied down to a bad situation? Go take advantage of your life. I need to practice it too. You know, we need to say it, do it, live it, be it, go see it, whatever. Because we don't always have that family there. You know, this is my last grandparent. That's my only mom. And I love them with all my heart. They'll probably never even hear this. But I'm telling you guys, because I know a lot of you guys are the same age group as I'm in. And it needs to be said. We need to do it. A lot of us have those regrets already. But we don't have to regret that every time we turn around. With every person we lose. Or when we move away and we don't see our families. So let's do both. Let's treat people how we want to be treated. And let's go for it. Let's say it. Let's do it. If you're wanting to start a small business, just do it. Make the time. You have the time. You know, this podcast takes hours and hours a week. My wife just started a small business. She has made more money in the last month than I've made off of any sponsors on this show in the last year. Because she went for it. If you're in a hard spot, push yourself harder. I know we're all stretched thin, but we can always do a little bit more. Let's not wait for things to get better. Let's make things better. So I guess this one's called, you know, this episode should be called like Go For It or something, you know. Go for it. Go see your family. Go see your friends. Tell people how you feel. Be positive. Put love out in the world. And let's push ourselves to be better and do better. There's things I want in this world that I just can't afford. You know, I get that. But that doesn't mean I won't be able to afford it. So I'm going to keep pushing. I have my eyes set on retirement at a certain age. I'm going to push for that. I'm going to invest where I can. I'm going to side hustle after side hustle if I have to, on top of my job to do that. My wife's doing the same thing. A lot of you are doing the same thing. Let's just all of us go for it. And that'll make this world better. So let's take advantage of life, live it to the max. Don't miss opportunities anymore. If you see somebody that you like, tell them you like them. You know, tell them you miss them. Tell them you love them. Take a minute. You know, I know nobody wants to get stuck in a long, drawn-out conversation when you're busy. Free yourself up. Free yourself up before you can't and you wish you did. Go corner the market on whatever you think would be a great side hustle for you. Go do that. Throw yourself in there. It don't matter. Just go for it. You want to start your own podcast? I'll have the Anchor app promo here in just a little bit. That'll help you out. And boom, you're automatically in the business. Welcome to it. It's a lot more work than I thought it was, but it is so rewarding in ways that money can't buy. I've made good friends already out of this, and I don't hold back. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys, and I want you all to know that. So let's go for it. Let's do this together. I'm going to drive. It's about 90 degrees, and I got the AC turned off so I don't drown myself out with the air conditioner. But that's what we went on to talk about. Let's just go for it. Shoot me a message if there's anything I can do to help you out. If you have any questions about anything as far as like if it is a podcast or something you want to get into, whatever. If I can help you out in any way, it's thebumppodcast@gmail.com. And I want to thank you guys again for all the support and the encouraging messages that I got. I'm not going to call out names. You know, some things got pretty personal with a few of you that emailed me. So I just want to thank you for reaching back out, because that lets me know it's okay to keep doing this, you know? Why wait? Right? We're not promised tomorrow. Call your mom, call your dad. Call your dad, you know. Dads miss you too. Reach out to people. I don't know. I think that's about it. I really enjoy doing this. It's a lot of fun. It gives me something else to talk about. My teenagers at the house, they sure as hell don't listen to me when I get on these kind of rants. They'll nod their head and they're like, yeah. And that's it. But you guys are probably older. You guys can probably relate. You see where I'm coming from with this. You know, there's somebody out there that is automatically on your mind when I tell you that you haven't talked to them in a while. You know, for guys, it's usually your best friends, you know, on top of your parents. You don't even spend time with your friends, man. You just go to work. You go to work, you come home, you cook for your family. You know, you unwind for a little bit. You take a couple hours to watch TV or whatever else. Next thing you know, it's time to take a shower, go to bed, and do the same thing tomorrow. Men and women both at this time of our life. You know, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s. You're too busy grinding. You're working. You're trying to pay these bills, paying that mortgage. You mean well. You're doing great. You know, you're taking care of your own. But you have to make the time. So let's do it. Let's make the time. All right. I love you guys. Thank you for everything. Please check out my website. I got tons of merch that I keep putting out, merchandise after merchandise, you know, t-shirts, tons of t-shirt ideas. They're there. We got some fun stuff for the Bump Podcast. So check that out. Check out Patreon if you want some bonus content from the show. Join my Instagram. I do giveaways and stuff like that on there. You know, daily posts. Facebook. That page has been up from the beginning. There's not a whole lot of activity on Facebook. I post almost every day, pretty much every day, but you know how the algorithms go. Well, that's true. Out of 900 people on my Facebook page, I get about 30 people that even see my posts and one or two that comment or post or like, you know, to share it. So find me on social media. Let's build that platform up. Get on Patreon if you want more. The website. The website's got everything. It's got every past episode. And it's got all the merch. And that's where you can email me at thebumppodcast@gmail.com. If you just want to shoot the breeze, send me an email. If you want to get on the show, shoot me an email. Let me know. All right. And the whole month of June is like Bigfoot month. I got 3 killer episodes back to back to back coming up for you, starting in just a couple days. So if you like Bigfoot, you're going to love these. I'm not exaggerating. These are great, great interviews. These people came out of the woodwork, and I'm so glad they're talking to me about this. So let's do it. All right, I'll shut up. Y'all have a good week. God bless, and I'll talk to you later. If you're looking for the ultimate gear in EDC or survival, go to SquatchSurvivalGear.com and check them out. I've had Chris on the show a couple of times. It's his business. It's veteran owned. Every component of every product is 100% made in America. Plus you get packs that have the coolest names ever. You know, like the Rock Ape or the Minahuni. Go check out SquatchSurvivalGear.com. Use promo code BUMP10 and save 10% off of any product site-wide. All right, that's it for this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed listening to the show. If you just have to have more content, you can go to patreon.com/thebumppodcast and subscribe and be a patron. You got more and more content on there every week. So I hope you enjoy that. To catch up on past episodes, go to thebumppodcast.com. Click the episode tab, and it'll take you to any episode you want to listen to. Also, if you want to be on the show, I would love to have you on. Share your story with us. Go to thebumppodcast.com. Click the holler at me button and holler at me. Send me an email, thebumppodcast@gmail.com, and I'll get you on as fast as we can. All right. Again, thanks for listening. I love you guys. Until next time, don't stop believing.